you know, just seeing a lot of red and a lot of people yelling, you know. This was my sophomore year, so everything is still pretty new to me. I had 1 year under my belt, but it was a good stadium, a good college environment, you know.
Louder. How'd the fans treat you? Is it the kind of stadium where you can hear what they're saying behind you on the sideline?
I really wasn't paying too much attention about that, but it got loud at points. But the defense was on the field, so you know their offense. You know, they were trying to be quiet with them, but when I was sitting on the sideline and our offense was out there, they were yelling and screaming, and you know it got pretty loud.
As far as having to deal with a short week and preparing for this game, since you've gone through it a couple of years now, do you feel more comfortable when you're in terms of being able to develop a routine for this particular week?
Yeah, you know, coach always talked about you got to take advantage of the short week. You know, a lot of times it can go by so fast. You kind of get out of whack and you know get out of routine. But you gotta make sure you're sound with watching film, sound with getting the extra reps in practice, and making sure you focus because it is a short week. So just being a veteran player and being an older player, you know, I kind of can deal with that and I kind of can work with it because I've been in a situation like this before.
Notice any major differences in the two quarterbacks Nebraska's playing now as opposed to a guy like Taylor Martinez that you have going up against the last few years?
Well, they can throw the ball a lot. You know, a lot of times Taylor Martinez uses his athleticism, his legs to get around us and run and stuff like that. These other two guys, they have an arm on them, and you know they're throwing the ball a lot more. So.
Can you talk about some of the challenges that Abdullah presents and the job that's going to be on you guys trying to take him down in the open field?
He's a great running back. You know, he's a great running back who has speed, likes to bounce it out to the outside, and you know, hurt you with his quickness. And that's something that is a challenge for us, and we have to make sure that we're sound and tackling, and not just one person tackling because you know he can make you miss. So it's good for a lot of guys to be around the ball, a lot of guys to hustle and get 11 hats to the ball, and make sure we box him in so he won't be able to. Juking, going outside, things like that.
I talked to Anthony about like how much time you guys spend out on the field, not just on defense, but on special teams. And you and James and Anthony are consistently out there, and he kind of tied that to leadership a little bit.
Yeah, you know, all three of us are senior leaders, and you know. You can't win games just with defense. You know, you have to win games with offense and special teams. Special teams is a big, big part of the game, and you know it can be a huge factor in the outcome of the game, whether you win or lose. So we just try to go out there and make plays and create great field position for offense or for defense to start off. So.